six, five, four, three, two, one, zero. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Welcome back to the Real Bourbon Bros podcast, the essential podcast for the novice yet curious whiskey enthusiast. Giddy up. All right, guys, welcome back to the Real Bourbon Bros podcast. I know you missed us. We have been absent for a little while. A lot of things going on behind the scenes, right, well, Steve?
We have been absent, but not absent from the airwaves, I hope.
Well, so, yeah.
We have been cranking out some, you know, podcasts. But
yeah, I haven't posted anything recently, though. I think the whole month of September, we don't have an upload. So we got to change that. So we've been busy hunting. Yeah, we've been putting in some work behind the scenes that you folks will see the fruits of our labor coming out in the next month or so. We had a trip to Louisville, Kentucky, first week of September. We have a lot of social media that's been kind of detailing that trip. But tonight we want to take some time and go over that trip with you, some of the highlights, what we did in Louisville and the surrounding area, some of the bottles we picked up, some of the cool people we met, some of the interviews that will be coming your way.
Some of the samples we tasted.
Yeah, some of the bottles we bought. So it was a great trip. So we're going to detail that and just kind of give you guys a preview of what will be coming over our podcast, podcast for the next month or so.
So yes. highlight of the trip, Gary. What?
Well, you start out with that. Wow.
No, I just, you know, as a precursor, the highlight, I don't want to, it's bottom line on top, man.
I would say spending time with my brother.
Oh, thanks.
Of course. That's why I do
that
this.
That was
that's why
okay.
We do this. That's
the second highlight. Yeah, it was truly a great time. I got back home and I missed it as soon as I
know he texted me like, shit. I miss Louisville.
Right? Ah, damn, I miss it. I miss Louisville already. Damn it.
I mean, the city has things. Downtown Louisville. You know, if you have never been, I wouldn't say it's the cleanest city.
But it's not the big metropolis. I mean, you can walk.
No,
you know,
but yeah,
everywhere.
But most of the distilleries that we hit were outside of the actual downtown portion of Louisville. So
they got Louisville Slugger Museum and
a lot of things to
place.
Do.
They got the walking bridge there that goes across.
Yeah, to the over the Ohio River
to Indiana.
Indiana. Yeah. But we had a great time. See, what was your highlight? Just real quick.
Besides that.
Oh, I'm back to me. I would say doing the pick at Buffalo Trace.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was going to say that. That was kind of my highlight too. That was pretty damn awesome.
Yeah.
First time for me. Yeah. So I was a virgin at it. So it's like,
So we'll get into that. We did a couple store picks at Buffalo Trace. Thanks to Calvin at Novi Party Store for having us come along with him. But we'll talk more about that coming up in this episode. So we're not going to have Searching for Pappy. We're not going to have What's the Juice, even though Steve has a bunch of samples to try. We'll get to that down the line here. We wanted just to spend about 20 minutes or so tonight talking about our recent trip to Louisville, like I said earlier, and previewing what will be coming your way from that trip. So we arrived on a Monday, Labor Day, I think it was. It was mid-afternoon, and for that day we had nothing really planned, so we got some dinner. But before that, we hit a couple of liquor stores just to see what they had. And obviously, if you've been to Louisville, you know the liquor stores. Yeah, it's the pricing is secondary pricing, but they do have a lot of good bottles. We started
say secondary pricing. I call it premium pricing.
Well, when I say secondary, that's. $250 for a Weller full proof. $300, you know, that's to me that's second. That is kind of secondary price.
That is secondary, yes.
That's what we're. So we started at Waterfront Wine and Spirits. Steven was nice enough to greet us, not by Steven, my brother, but Steven at Waterfront Wine and Spirits. Great selection. Again, a little pricey, but they did have a great selection. So if you're in the hunt for, you know, top of the line BTAC, Pappy, Old Forester 150, you know, all the top of the line stuff, they have it. You just got to be willing to pay the price. So that's where we started. We didn't really buy anything there, but it was a nice start for our Monday.
It was recommended. It was something that we had gotten a tip from to go to go look at. So of course we have to check it out.
Yeah. We also hit, what was it? Neat.
Neat. Yeah.
We did Neat. We got a pour there. I got an old Forester, I think from 1979 it was bottled. It was just an 86 proof, small batch. I posted that on our social media recently. But that was an interesting bottle, kind of light, flavor because of the low proof. I wasn't really overly impressed with it, but at least I tried something for my birth year. So that was kind of cool.
That was cool. Yeah. I don't think I tried anything there. I think we went to the Frankfurt though, I think, which was our next stop.
Frankfurt. Yeah. Was it Wine and Liquors? I can't remember the name of it. I'll find it.
It was off, you know, when the southern southeast part of Louisville, but it's a nice place out. I mean, you know, you can find a lot of these small bars, mm-hmm. you know, whiskey bars that, you know, stock a lot of the, you know, good stuff, a lot of the consumer whiskeys as well, but it's kind of a step up from everywhere else that you go that has a bar that size.
Right.
It's like three or four steps up. As far as the selection goes, of course, because they're in bourbon country, right? So they need to draw in their clientele with the good stuff.
The good stuff. Yeah, I'm just, well, that's not it. I'm trying to find these pictures. Oh, stop it. Stop it. Anyway, yeah, Frankfurt, I think it was Wine and Liquors. I can't remember the exact name of it, but that was a good, I think I had Old Forester 150 there, which is one of my favorites. The price I think was around what, $45 or so, which isn't a crazy price for it. And all these were 1.5 ounce pours, by the way, pretty standard pour in Louisville. So it is what it is. I enjoyed it. I loved it, I should say, cause that's one of my bottles I'm searching for, searching for Old Forester 150. So that was a nice little treat there. And then we did Evergreen, I believe, was our nightcap, right, Steve?
That was the King of Kentucky.
King of Kentucky, right? 16 year, which I think is the 20. Barrel, yeah, it wasn't even opened. So they had to open it. That was another story. The guy that was trying to open it was had to get some pliers, had to get it like a box cutter, needed to know those pliers. The cap wouldn't come off because it was so much wax
on it. Yeah. I've got a picture of the container and like out of focus in the background is him using a needle nose player trying to get the cap off. It's like, wow, man, they really don't want you to have that.
Yeah. Well, we opened the new bottle, and it was what? It was about $60 maybe, $60 or $70. I think we shared that.
Forget.
But that was one of the bottles that, you know, everybody in the industry claims is one of the best pours you'll ever have. So when in Rome, we indulged. And that was kind of our nightcap in terms of liquor stores. I don't think we bought anything that day. We just tried a couple samples. We did have some dinner on the main drag in downtown Louisville. And I had Maker's Mark Cellar Age 12 year there, the 23 release, which was outstanding as well. And that was our night.
Yeah.
That was our night. It was a pretty good night, just kind of breaking in. The next day was the big day, Steve. Yeah, so...
Well, it was a prearranged, so... What were you going to say, Gary?
No, go ahead. Yeah, take it away. Yeah, what did we do on Tuesday there? This is why we came to Louisville, essentially.
So, Buffalo Trace, which is not in Louisville, so we had a little bit of a drive to go. Over in Frankfurt. So we had to go and meet our store owner, Calvin, there at Buffalo Trace.
For Novi Party Store.
9 a.m. or 10 a.m.? I forget. And there was, I think, a total of 7 of us there. And the biggest surprise there, and we do have audio, and we'll probably share a little bit in the podcast later, but the biggest surprise for me was our tour guide happened to be not only legend of Buffalo Trace, Freddie Johnson.
Third generation, yep.
Yeah, so that was a treat because he was dynamic. He was just full of information. Yeah,
engaging.
engaging, just fact following everywhere. And, you know, he started off in the lobby there, and then we went and gave us a tour, which I was not expecting, Gary.
Right. 2 hour. It was a 2 hour tour. Yeah.
Even in places where, you know, it was like, didn't look like the tour should have went.
Yeah. We needed a hard hat, and the OSHA was probably questioning Freddie's decision at that point where he was taking us. But yeah. We had to see the inner workings of Buffalo Trace. We'll leave it at that. Things that I don't think, like you said, the normal tour you get when you buy your ticket and go there, you know, on a Friday morning. Yeah, I don't think you're going to be able to get this.
I think they were pouring Buffalo Trace into the barrels and rolling them out on rails over to the rick houses.
Right.
That was really cool there. And then we got to taste a little bit of the spirit before it gets into the barrel there. So
moonshine. They call it, White Dog. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like 140 proof or something, yeah.
Yeah. So then we went and to the tasting room where we did 3 barrels for a Buffalo Trace pick and 3 barrels for
Weller full
proof.
Yeah, I know. That was
amazing. I didn't think it was going to be full proof, but...
That'd be like special reserve or something. Yeah.
Antique or something, but yeah, foolproof. That was outstanding.
Yeah.
And of course, Freddie did his duties of taking votes and so forth from everyone there. And we got audio there, and I think we'll probably make a special podcast there because basically we want to share what our experience was with doing this. And of course, not everyone can do this, but if you, like I said, getting good and with a store owner or somebody that is going there and, you know, happens to, you know, not need someone, but, you know, happens to have a place open that you can do a barrel pick, it's a good experience. So... And we'll share with you more details, I think, on a later podcast. Well, you know, we got to sign the barrels with our name. We got yelled at by Freddie because we signed over the
I did that
the stamp. but yeah, it was just an excellent experience there. So.
Yeah, and I would say just to piggyback on everything Steve said, the great thing is there's a beaker. Full of like, if you ran out of your samples, like you have the 3 samples he was saying, if you ran out of your samples and wanted to kind of retaste any of them, you could just fill your glass up with the beakers. And these beakers were like, you know, a third full of just like Weller foolproof. So like after we did all the tasting, our tongues were trash because we had so much to drink. And this was before it was cut or anything. I just kept pouring more foolproof. I'm like, it's right there. It's free. I can't. I feel
and
like
that came from the barrel though too.
Right.
I think they might pour the rest back into the prospective barrels because, you know, we picked one barrel, right? Yeah. Oh, and then at the end, we actually got more of the Buffalo Trace barrel. He had a bootleg.
You get to take it right out. Yep.
Siphon and. You know, of course, Calvin did the honors, and he gave each one of us a little, you know, half ounce and a dram. So that was kind of pretty damn cool too. So
yeah, and so we got to pick. So our pick for the full proof one, the one we both pick, one, and I think our second pick for the Buffalo Trace was the pick he went with, like our second pick. So we're pretty much online and. We may have a little preview coming up in the future about that Buffalo Trace pick, a little foreshadowing, but we'll leave it at that for now. So, and then Freddie was so kind to sign our bottle. The pick at Buffalo Trace that day in the gift shop, they always have a rotating bottle, was E.H. Taylor Small Batch, which price per quality pour. If you can get that at MSRP, which is like $54, is probably the best one out there at that price. He signed our bottles, so that was very generous of him. And
the container.
And the container, yes.
TRBB. Yoo-hoo.
TRBB.
That's
go
what he
team
signed.
Go.
I don't know if you signed yours to Gary, but
for me, he
put TRBB
because
I asked him
both.
To. So.
Yeah, the real Bourbon Bros. He knows where it's at. So that was, then we had a little barbecue, I think, on the way back because we had an engagement. We weren't getting engaged. There was an engagement at the Evan Williams Heaven experience, Hill, yeah. which obviously you know is part of Heaven Hill. So we were hustling to get back to Louisville.
Right.
Exactly. So we met with Bernie and Jody from Evan Williams Experience. They were generous with their time. We probably talked to them for over an hour. About some Evan Williams products. I think a single barrel we tasted. We also tasted some mellow corn and also a new product out there. I think it's only you can get on the distillery Square Six. That was
Square Six. Yeah,
that was Jody's little baby there. So that's all we're going to say about that because we don't want to let the cat out of the bag, so to speak, what that conversation was all about. But great conversation with those gentlemen. So much knowledge. If you're ever in town, check out the Evan Williams Experience. They have a full bar there to taste all the not only Evan Williams brands, but also all the Heaven Hill brands. So Old Fitzgerald, Elijah Craig Barrel Proof, Larceny, on and on and on. So definitely a great afternoon cap there to talk to those gentlemen. And then where did we go?
Then we went to dinner. Doc Crow's.
Oh, that was so, Monday. That was Monday.
That was
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I thought that was Monday.
Oh, we went there on Tuesday. What did we do Monday night?
No, Monday night I thought we went to Doc Crow's. I don't remember. We went to Doc Crow's one of the nights, but that was good.
Oh, was it Monday night? Oh, I'm sorry.
I missed it.
I was going to mention Doc Crow's because, I mean, it's one of the more standout restaurants down there. I mean, there's a few restaurants here and there that are right along the Market Street there.
Yeah.
And, you know, they do get packed, I know, in the summer, so... You want to either make reservations or
we went to Porch. That's where we went on Tuesday, and then we went. So it was okay. I mean, it was. I don't know. I think it was part of a hotel or near a hotel. So like kind of the downtown area. I don't think it was actually part of the hotel, but it was near a hotel. It was newer. You could tell. A little trendy. I wouldn't give it, you know, 5 stars, but I wouldn't give it 2 stars, somewhere in between. It was fine. It got fed the belly, got me full so we can go back to Evergreens.
Yeah, we did.
And at Evergreens, we had some Old Forester single barrel, barrel proof rye.
Yep.
And
Weller 12.
You had some Weller 12.
Yeah.
And then I had some Old Cotta bourbon. Okada bourbon batch. This is Kentucky. Yeah. Okay. This was the bourbon I had. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like to get the American whiskey.
Oh.
Yeah.
Somebody may have gotten it.
That's another story. Did you get it already? Went in line, spent the thousands of dollars.
Nope.
To get it?
I did not spend $1,000. That's, well. A little preview there. We'll talk more about our old Carter in a little bit here on the podcast. So
I mean, I assume that you would have gotten it like, you know, the week we got back. So
pretty much. Yeah. Ordered it when I was in the airport on the way back.
Perusing.
So on Wednesday we met, we went, did a little, detour south, to Bardstown, and, Gary was our Uber driver. We shout out to Gary here. He was great. Gary, he was our local contact there who drove us from our place in Louisville South to Bardstown, a couple of distilleries. And I know we
have a great option, by the way. I mean, if you're looking for, you know, you want to not worry about driving, if you want to go to do a lot of tastings and so forth, like if you go do tours and everything, that's going to be like a couple hours each, you know, this probably isn't your choice here, but if you want to just go to the distilleries, do some tastings, and just have someone else worry about driving and getting there and everything, it was great.
And how do we get a hold of Gary?
We got a hold of him from my brother-in-law.
But how are the people listening? How do we?
Yep. And so how do we get a hold of Gary now?
Well, we don't have to. Yeah, for those out there, I mean, he is an Uber driver.
Definitely share his contact if you are going to Louisville and you're looking for a driver. I mean, he's got a car, so it's not like a van. Like, if you want to get a van, that's like for the
big parties.
Yeah. Big parties, and they will charge you, you know, over a grand.
Gary's very respectful with his price. Maybe they can just contact us, email us. We can give you his information, or just send us a message on Instagram or Twitter or something, Facebook. But we'll get you his information if you're in Louisville and you want a driver. Yeah. Very responsible guy, and he was cool to drive. Yep. So when what was that?
DM us.
Yeah. Slide in our DMs. So on Wednesday we started out at Heaven Hill. We got there about 9:45. They opened at 10. There was already a line out the door. If anybody knows this, Heaven Hill Heaven Hill usually has a very exclusive pick. Not every day, but the day we were there, they did. And people line up around 4 or 5 a.m. to get these picks. They don't know what it is. So when we were there, it was Heaven Hill 18. Unfortunately, I think the guy that got the last bottle said he was there since 7:30 a.m. So early bird gets the worm, but if you stay out
right before 10, right?
We got there like 9:45. Yeah. So we didn't get that bottle, but we did get, hold on.
Green to glass,
Heaven Hill. I got the high rye mash bill, bourbon about a high rye mash bill, about $100. It's not bad. We tried it late. We tried it later in the day. So we actually kind of bought this bottle without trying it, but we've heard very good things and read the reviews.
I had the high rye bourbon too.
Oh, you did? I thought you got the...
I did. No, I'm looking here. It says High Rye BBN.
What's your proof on that? Mine was like 35% rye.
No, mine was the green label, I think.
Okay. All right. So they have three different grain to glass options. But they have a lot of cool stuff in the store. I got a t-shirt for the wife. But that was really cool. The bar wasn't open yet, so we couldn't do a flight. We got there a little early. I think they opened at 11 for the bar. So after that, we went to Willett, which is right down the street. We love Willett. I got an 11-year. Their bar was open. Their gift shop was open. I got an 11-year single barrel rye. It was outstanding. It was like $60. Yeah. But it was outstanding. We got a little glass, like sipping glass to go with it once you bought that pour. So that was really cool. Thought that was a cool little thing the distillery did.
Did you get the 7-year too?
I got the 11-year. At Willett?
You got the 11-year?
I got the 11-year.
Oh, I got the 7-year.
No, there's a 10-year. Maybe I was a 10-year, actually. Now I'm looking at these pictures. I got the 10-year.
Yeah, I got the purple...
Yeah, I got the 10-year, not the 11-year, the 10-year. Yeah, you got the 7-year, Steve. Yeah, 123.8.
Really good.
Yeah, they were both outstanding. So we love Willett. Willett's great juice. Very, very good. And then the next stop, I think, was Bardstown? No, Luxco. Lux Row.
Was it Luxco first?
Lux Row was first, yeah. Lux Row has so many good products. Everything from old Ezra. You know, really, so we got a flight there, but they have Old Ezra, they have Rebel, Lux Row, a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I happened to pick up the Old Ezra too.
Penelope, did I say Penelope? Yeah, Penelope. But the flight we had a flight, right? The flight we had was I had a Rebel Full Proof, Lux Row Double. Single barrel, Old Ezra 7-year bourbon, and Lux Row double barrel. But we also got the Lux Row, the Old Ezra 7-year rye barrel proof, which I thought was outstanding. Probably my favorite out of all of those. And I don't have that bottle.
Picked that bottle up.
I know, it's on the list. It's like $70-$80 here in Tampa. So, and then we went to
Bardstown.
Bardstown, yeah. That was really cool. I picked
up. And they had the Disco 11 out there, not the Disco 12. I think we're only a few days.
Yeah, 11. Yeah, Discovery, right? 11.
Yeah, the Discovery.
That was a great bottle. 11. Yeah, it was like $120. So it's a lot cheaper. I can find it secondary. I know secondary is like over 150, 180. So that was nice. I could pick that up. And we got a flight there as well. I think the flight was Discovery 11, right?
Yep.
It was small batch,
stay finish.
Yep. And then
the Amrut collaboration.
Yep. Which one did you like the best out of those three?
You know, I like the, I think the, where's my notes? I think, well, I picked up the Amrut too, so I must
have. Oh, you did? That. Oh, that's right. And yes, the 11? Nice.
Yep, and I picked up the 11 and the Amrut. So, yeah, I didn't know much about Amrut, you know, the Indian spirit.
I still don't.
Not the American Indian spirits, but the from India.
India with it's the dot. Yes, not with the feather.
It's a spirit, spirit that they very popular in India, and this was a collaboration with one of the distilleries that produce Amrut.
Very cool. So. Yeah, I definitely like the 11, Discovery 11 the best. Amrut had a little, it was an interesting, I wouldn't say wheat, not a wheat, but a what's the word I'm thinking of, like a peat note or something in there. I don't know, there was something in there that just, I wouldn't say threw me off or, you know, kind of rubbed me the wrong way. It just wasn't as enjoyable as this Discovery 11 was. Like, that was my favorite. So we had lunch there. And then I was, when in Rome, I made a decision to have a heaven. So the Bardstown Bar is awesome because they have vintage stuff from every distillery. Like, they have things that are $5,000 for an ounce pour. So they have stuff from like 50, 60 years ago. Great, great selection.
Yeah, they do.
If you're willing to pay, they got it. So I tried a William Heaven Hill 16 year. I'll tell you what, it wasn't the best price for quality pour for $75 for that pour. I would say maybe $40, $30. Was not super impressed with it. It didn't have a lot of bite with the, you know, it was 106 proof. It was very balanced. Had a lot of different notes, but I just like a little more punch.
Wasn't as complex as you thought it would be.
Right. Yeah. I was just expecting more. So you know,
low proof, you know.
Yeah. But there's some stuff that's low proof that drinks higher proof and vice versa.
Well, I wouldn't say it drinks higher proof, but it's got more going on in it.
Yeah.
It hits all three, right?
Yeah.
The nose, palate, and finish. It's like up in the upper.
Yeah, it's like missing the party, you know. You get all dressed up, get your hair slicked back. You got the cologne on. You got the new Nikes.
Mud puddle.
Yeah. And it's like And then, so that was our distillery experience in Bardstown. So we headed back home to Louisville, and we had a meeting. Well, I don't know how much you want to get into this. We went to Old Carter.
Contact.
What's that?
We had a contact
at Old Carter.
Yes.
So we'll leave that there for now.
For a future podcast.
Possible session. Scenario, yeah. So Old Carter, they have a lounge for guests. Of their club. They don't really have a distillery you can go to.
Because
obviously they blend.
Very nice clubs.
They blend small. Yeah. Very. Yeah. We couldn't get any pictures because obviously it's for members only.
Older building right in the middle of Nula.
Yeah.
And just to the, I guess, to the,
right.
The east of Nula.
Yeah. You can go by and you can see the face of the building. It says Old Carter. Yeah. Whiskey. But it's a small batch. If you ever heard of Old Carter, I don't know where you've been, but we love Old Carter. Big fans of Old Carter here. I'll just leave it as the American, after that experience at Old Carter, which we'll tell you more about down the road, a little foreshadowing. We got to sample American whiskey, their bourbon and their rye. And by far the American whiskey was the best. I mean, all of them were great, but the American whiskey was like 133 proof. And it was in fuego. So on my way back in the airport in Louisville, I found an Old Carter American whiskey online from Cali and bought it. It was that good. I got it for $220. MSRP is 200.
Not too bad.
I know. Yeah. Shipping oh, wow. 30. Shipping was 30, so 250.
Yeah.
Well. It's sitting right up here in my bar. Yeah. So
nice.
That's how great that bottle was. I was like, oh, that's one of the best. That's probably the best. I don't know if it was the best bottle I had there, but probably in the top three, top two. Yeah. Anyway. We went to, what was the name of that store? There's a store that we went to right near Old Carter, a liquor store.
It was, no, it wasn't.
I got the location. It was Justin's. So we did Old Carter, and then we did a store that was right next to it called Justin's House of Bourbon. That's where we got to try the grain to glass Heaven Hill. So that was outstanding. That's why I was like, oh, glad I bought the right one. You never know sometimes. But they have a great selection. If you want to, if you, again, if you have the money, if you have the coin, they have everything. They have
a lot of in glass cases. I mean, vintage.
They have 25-year-old Michters, 25-year Michters. I mean, they have birthday bourbon, Old Forester 150.
Taylor's you wanted.
They have the Willett 11-year, 12-year. They have
all the
William Heaven Hill, Parker's Heritage.
Yeah.
All the E.H. Taylors, the Pappies. Yeah. So Justin's. Yeah, Justin's House of Liquor.
So we went there. Then we went back to
Evergreen.
Evergreen Liquor.
So this was our So we were so lucky. Wednesdays in September, all pours are half price.
Half price, no matter what the pour is.
So what did I go with, Steve? Something I've never had before, and it's a mainstay.
I've never had it before either, and I would say I've got a. A very distinct memory of that pour, and I will remember it because it knows what it is.
It is.
It is the Pappy.
Yes, 23
year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what was it? What is it, Steve? What was the notes you got out of that Pappy 20? And this is the first time we've ever had it, right? So
yeah. So I remember that, and I'll let you know what I have, but it is more not tasting notes, but I'll just. Throw a few things out here. Horse saddle leather.
Okay.
Cigars.
Okay.
And oak, just very oaky.
Yes. I would. 23 years in an oak barrel, you're going to get a lot of oak. Yeah. It was, and I wouldn't say I was disappointed, but I wouldn't say I was blown away. I kind of was like,
It's like, okay, if you gave me that again, I would probably guess what it is.
Right, right. It was distinct.
Very distinct.
It wasn't, it wasn't confused with a lot of people are these days. It definitely
I just like the horse saddle leather, you know, that's what.
Well, the good thing is, like I said earlier, I didn't feel so bad spending like $60 on it. So that wasn't bad. Oh. You know what I mean? Half price. Right. And then what did you have, Steve? A very unicorn bottle as well.
Sazerac 18.
Yes, BTAC. Yeah.
Yep.
I like that.
So, yeah, that was good. I think it lived up to the BTAC hype.
Yeah.
You know, of course, that's the holy grail. I think of you know for bourbon hunters, at least for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to have the collection.
Yeah, me too.
You know, besides other ones, but that's the collection. You know, it's like it's got all the premier bourbons.
You know, rise, that
have been aged for 18 years, and
yeah, so it's great stuff. Yeah, so no, I like that too. And then I got then you got a Weller single barrel, right? Never had Weller single barrel before.
Yeah. Yep. I polished that baby off.
Oh, you'd finished it. Yeah. Soldier finished, down, man down.
Finished the single barrel.
And you, what do you think of that?
They would not let me keep the bottle though.
Oh, sons of bitches.
I know. I guess they have to turn them back in or something. I'm like, what?
They have people doing odd things with the neck of the bottle, maybe.
I don't know what you're thinking about, buddy, but.
Hey, I didn't say, that's all I said. You guys want to have those sick minds. That's on you, not me.
Not me.
And then I had... Oh, sorry, go ahead. What did you think of it? What did you...
Well, I mean, it was okay.
Yes.
I mean, for a single barrel...
It's okay.
It tasted like the label.
Yeah.
It's like light oak, you know? It's like, okay.
And
it was low proof, right? So
it was half price.
It's 97 proof.
Yeah, I keep saying half price.
And half price, right. So.
And then
are ones that you don't
you can't find them.
Yeah, you can't find them. So I'm like, okay, I need to find out whether I want to go hunting for this. Right. Even, you know?
Yeah. And I think, and I have the menu here. So
maybe just to complete my collection, but that's about it.
Weller, single barrel was $20. So you got that, half price at 10 bucks, dude.
No kidding. Yeah. That's awesome.
The one I wish that I had, that nobody had, it was Weller, Weller CYBP, the white label. It's the only one I'm still looking for it. Well, I was lucky enough. I think in this, to me, this was my favorite of all the four pours throughout the night, was the Four Roses, limited edition, small batch, 21 release with barrel strength. To me, it had the most complexity. It had a great proof. I don't know what the proof was on this thing, but definitely was over like 110, 120 maybe, somewhere in there. I don't see it on the label here, but it was outstanding. Oh, no, there it is. It's 57.1, so 114. I thought this bear, I loved it. This fruity notes, sweet notes, a little hint of rye. It was a well-balanced, excellent bottle. So I was very happy to try that. And then we had some Mexican food that night. Cuban food.
Yeah, Cuban.
That was delicious.
I mistook it for more Mexican, but then I'm like, yeah, this is a Cuban restaurant. Yeah. So
the Cuban bread we had and everything. That was good. And then the next one was our last night, our last day. We did Old Forester downtown, and they had the 117 series, the rum cask finish, the small little bottles, the 200 milliliters, whatever those are, 375, I think. It was like $65 for that. That was our special release. We also had a good flight there of Old Forester Birthday Bourbon, Old Forester 117 series, the bottle we just bought, and then Presidential Choice, which I loved. I thought the Presidential Choice out of those three bottles was by far the best bottle.
That was a great pour, though, too.
Yeah.
I mean, out of those, I mean, the Birthday Bourbon, I think, was, they're always good. But I think the Presidential one, I was favoring the most.
I agree.
On that one.
And then before I had to hop on my plane back, I always stopped at Michter's, and they have a bottling experience, which we fell for. I mean, I'm glad we did it. We got a cool box, Fort Nelson location there. It's a Fort Nelson Reserve barrel strength bourbon we did. So you got to write your name on the label, on the bottle. You got to go to in the back where the barrels were. They had a tap ready in it. You just put your bottle under there. You pulled the lever. You pushed the lever.
Right in the barrel.
Yep. And it was $160 for filtered. What was that?
They must have had it filtered or something.
Yeah, I'm sure. It was $160 for the experience. You got the case, the bottle, obviously filled with the barrel strength bourbon, and to fill it yourself. So it was kind of cool for $160, something to say we did. And
to put up on the shelf and bring out when you want to enjoy it with some friends. I mean, not something to, knock your socks off with, but, it's a special bottle. It's a bottle. It's a story behind the bottle.
Right. Yeah. It's sitting right here in my bar. I probably won't open it. So, but that was about it, Steve. I think we hit all the highlights. We tried to connect with Kyle Henderson. We just couldn't make that work. It was more issue on our end. We just kind of ran out of time. But just previewing what's coming up, Kyle, hopefully he'll have him on the podcast here in a couple of weeks. He is the son of Wes Henderson, who's the son of Lincoln Henderson. Who started Woodford Reserve, Gentleman Jack, and Wes obviously with Angel's Envy. Kyle and Wes now have started a new whiskey company, True Story. They just launched a couple days ago. So we're going to hopefully have him on in the next few weeks. So look out for that. Look out for our interview with Jody and Bernie from the Evan Williams Experience. And then maybe some surprises coming up, too, in the next month or so from some of the hard work we put down a couple weeks ago in Louisville. So what was your best bottle you got, Steve?
The one that I brought home?
Yeah. Which one that you're most looking forward to opening?
Ones that I won't open for a while, but...
How many have you opened? How about that? That's a better question.
I mean, I did open... The Ezra 7-year cask strength.
Oh, the bourbon. We got the bourbon, right?
No, I got the rye.
Oh, you got the rye?
Damn. Yep.
I don't have that bottle. Rye.
Old Ezra.
That's 7. Nice. That's a nice pour.
Yeah, it was really good. And I opened up my Bardstown Amrut.
Okay.
I would say those, yeah, I just open up those two. Yeah, I guess this time around, I didn't get any, you know, really great bottles. I did pick up a Weller 12 at one of the liquor at Keystone Liquors there.
Yeah,
good and price. But I mean, it's like I probably should have waited and picked up a different one. But that was the only one that I kind of regretted getting. But at the same time, it wasn't that far out. It wasn't, you know, secondary pricing, but it wasn't that far
off.
I've
seen a lot of them a lot higher
and
than that.
That was the lowest I've seen it for, you know, in a liquor store, anywhere in the U.S. But
And it would really kill you when you learn out what the MSRP is, like $50 on it, $40 on it.
I know. It's like, well, yeah. Good. I mean, so there are, you know, bottles out there that you can get great deals on. If you buy maybe a lot of other liquor that you're going to buy anyways, maybe.
Right.
So you can always talk down and, you know, what they're on the shelf for, you can always kind of haggle, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I don't know of any bottle that I mean, maybe that Fort Nelson Michter's, you know, I'm kind of interested in trying, but.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, you got a long supply, a big supply of whiskey to last you a while. So you drove, so you didn't have to worry about shoving all that stuff in the suitcase.
Drive, yeah.
I had like a little carry-on, and I got 47 pounds in there of liquor.
Well, any one bottle that you, I mean, definitely you're probably waiting for the old Carter when you got home. So that was probably the one.
Yeah, I ordered that. I didn't buy it there, but I ordered it.
You didn't get on the bourbon trail, so.
No, it's hanging up there next to the other old Carters. Yeah.
When you come down. E.H. Taylor small batch. I got another one of those.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
But that's signed by Freddie.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm
not
really,
gonna touch that one. Yeah.
That's probably the one that I'm really geeked about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's the special. It's unique. You can't get that at the store. I would say the one I almost forgot about was the, you know how much I like Doc Holliday, right? Doc Holliday.
Oh, right. Yeah, you found one.
I got a 6-year this time. I never had the 6-year, so I'm looking forward to that one. Maybe I'll open that one. Football season here or whenever you come down.
Yeah, I was going to follow suit, but I'm like, no.
It's a good price, $80. Yeah, you bought the Weller 12. So, all right, guys, let's wrap it up there, Steve. Again, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
We just wanted to give you guys a recap of our trip and where we've been.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. We'll have some of those interviews coming your way in the next month or so. Follow our social media for some of the visuals from our trip. And buy our merch. We just launched a new design. I mean, the design's our design, our logo with some words over top of it. Curious whiskey enthusiast. I think it's kind of neat design.
Yeah,
so.
And I hope everyone, you know, enjoys us talking about our trips and our experiences here. And if you guys have any questions, like, hey, you know, you were there. What did you think of that? Or would you do this? I mean, if you guys are planning your trips down to Kentucky,
let us know.
I mean, I Gary and I are both probably willing to answer any questions online, you know, and social media and
reach out.
Stuff like that. And just give you guys a taste of, you know, if you haven't been down there at all, you know, what to expect and so forth.
Yeah. Like potential itineraries for you too. And we'll give you the info for Gary, our Uber driver, if you need a driver too. So just contact us about that as well. All right, guys, we'll wrap it up there. We will let you guys get back to your regularly scheduled programming. Till next time, giddy up.
All right, enjoy.